Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Power of the Superconscious Mind. Today is a summary of manifesting real wealth, or whatever it is that you really desire, into your life. Hi, I'm CJ Savage, also known as the Hypnosis Queen, author, speaker, certified hypnotherapist, ordained minister, and a past mental health specialist of the state of Illinois for the Department of Mental Health. If you haven't been listening to my shows in the past, I just did a series of 14 consecutive shows on manifesting wealth or whatever it is that you really, really want through the power of your mind. So if you miss those shows, you can go back and you can listen and you will learn, and or you can get an overview like a crash course right here, which is like going to be a summary today of what it is that we've been talking about. Now, if you would like more information on myself or whatever it is that I do, then you can go to thehypnosisqueen.blogspot.com. That is thehypnosisqueen.blogspot.com. Right now, thehypnosisqueen.com, my main website, is under construction to put all my sites under one site. So it's under construction, and hopefully within the next week or two, that's going to be up and running. I want to thank all my listeners who have been listening to my show in the past. I want you to know that I really appreciate all my listeners and all the feedback that I get, because it really does help me. And I have over 56,000 listeners now, and I have had some repeated requests over, probably have gotten more feedback since I've done these last 14 shows. I've gotten more feedback on people asking, can you do just one show that does a summary of everything that we've been talking about? Well, the problem with that is the reason that that was 14 consecutive shows is I give you a very detailed instructions on how to get where you are, to where you want to go, where you want to be, what you want to have, or what you want to do. So please take care of that dog now. Whatever it is that you want to do. So I give you exercises, I give you detailed instructions, and so you just about have to do that in order to really do it. But I'm going to go ahead and do a summary today, and I'm going to give you an overview, which will not have the detailed instructions or the exercises in it. So I'm just going to give you a summary of today on changing your life or any part of your life, manifesting through the power of the mind. And if you don't understand it or you don't get it, then I would strongly suggest that you go back to the 14 shows and listen to each series, each show, to get the details in order to achieve it. Okay, I am partnering up with Enoch Tan and his information, so I'm going to share some of the things I've learned from him as well. First of all, what we're talking about here is how to manifest through the power of the mind. And in order to manifest what it is that you really, really, really want, and I'm not talking about something that you just want because it's a wish. I'm talking about something that you strongly desire. And you desire it so strongly that you think about it frequently. You think about it every single day.
Do something about the dog now.
You think about it all the time, which means that you're putting a lot of energy into whatever it is that you want, whatever it is that you really strongly desire. So there's a big difference between just wanting something and having a strong desire for something. So what I'm telling you here is the biggest problem that people have is they don't really know what it is that you really, really want. So in order to do that, in one of the very beginning in the series, I strongly suggested that you sit down and you write a list of the goals, whatever it is that you want. Write down the goals, very specific goals of what it is you want. I don't care how long the list is, make it as long as you want to. But after you write what it is that you want, or want to be, or want to have, or want to do, whatever it is, then beside each goal that you have, you then write down why you want it. Write your why. And when you write the why, you're going to have more passion for what it is, or you're going to have less passion. And if you don't have a good, strong, justified why you want it, then it's not even a good desire. It's not even a good goal. It's not even something that you really want. You can sit there and say, well, I want $1 million. What do you want $1 million for? I don't know. It would be nice to have, so I don't have to work anymore. Well, if that was the case, then, you know, if God didn't want you to work anymore, you would have that $1 million. But that's not a good goal because you don't even have a good reason. If you want $1 million so you can keep your child alive because that's what it's going to take in order to pay for the operation, in order for them to live, then you have a really good strong why, and you would be thinking about it day in and day out how to get that $1 million. It'd be a really strong desire. It's something you really, 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 really want. And you would have a burning passion, a burning desire for it. So if you write your goals and you write why you want it, then you will come to realize what it is that's really important that you really want. Because you can want things all over the place. But when you do that, you're scattering your energy. And this is what's really important, to know what you want to start with. So most of your energy, the majority of your energy, is going into that desire to create and achieve that. Because if you want something badly enough, there isn't an option in your vocabulary on if you will or won't get it. It's only how you're going to get it, and you work towards it. So you do and will achieve it no matter what. It's like this lady had a house it was literally falling in. She had three small children. The roof was leaking. It was a little farmhouse. They couldn't afford another house, but she needed a new home, and she needed to do something badly. And so she started praying, and then she started writing her goals, and then she started planning her new home. Although the income didn't change, they didn't see any big new money coming in the future or anything like that. So she started planning her home. She started planning the furniture. She started shopping. She started getting plans. She actually made the plans. She planned that house day in and day out. And every time it rained, she prayed her heart out that the roof would stay good and solid and keep the family dry and all their belongings. And, you know, out of the blue, you don't ever, whenever you have a desire for something, no matter how big it is, you don't ever sit around and try to figure out how you're going to get it, or where it's going to come from, or how it's going to be achieved, because then you're saying, I'm bigger than God. And if you don't believe in God, then just say, I'm bigger than all the power of the universe. I'm more powerful than the universe, because you're not. And so therefore, the universe can make anything happen. The universe can bring you anything. Anything can happen, and it will happen when you believe it. When you believe it in your heart, mind, and soul, and you know with all your heart that it can and will happen, then it will. Because if you can believe it, whatever the mind can conceive and believe, it will achieve every time. So in this case, where the lady needed a new home, she wanted it so badly she could taste it. She wanted it so badly it'd bring tears to her eyes. She wanted it so badly when she even talked about it. She planned it. She planned the plans. She measured out the yard where she was going to put it. And, you know, by the grace of God, who knows why, but an old friend stopped by and said, boy, you guys need a new house, and I just happened to come in to a lot of money. Let's just pay your house off, and I'll help you out with it. Universe has a very strange way sometimes of making things happen, but the universe, it's up to the universe on how it's going to happen or where it's going to come from. You don't worry about that, because if you do worry about that, then you're going to get in the way of making it happen. So whenever you focus on a desire from the very beginning, the first thing I want you to do is to see the end result. Imagine the end result. So let's go back one more step. The very first thing you're going to do, in order to achieve your goals is, first, you have to figure out what it is that you want. Figure out the goals that you really want to achieve. That's the biggest, hardest part for most people, is they don't really know what they want. So they're scattering their energy into so many different directions and so many different things that the energy that they're putting in each thing is really nothing more than a waste. And, oh, I thought about that last week. I forgot to think about that for the last couple weeks. Oh, yeah, there was something I did want. I forgot all about that. If you really want something badly enough, you don't ever forget about it. Not for 1 hour, not for one day. You don't forget it at all. So the first thing you're going to do is write down your goals, and then write down, and be very specific, and then write down the why. Why do you want it? That's your first major step. And whatever you do, when you write down your goals, be very positive about everything. Do not use any negative words. If your main goal is to be strong and healthy, then don't put something down like, I don't want to be sick anymore. I am strong and healthy by November 1st. You know, and put the year, but be very specific, the date, the year, and that. And you will just focus on being healthy. You will think about being healthy. You will act like you're healthy. But that will be, if that's your main goal, or I am financially independent instead of I don't want to be broke. You're going to keep all your words very positive, but be very specific. It's not any different than if you walked into a restaurant and they said, can I help you? And you said, yes, I would like to have food. I am very hungry. Well, what would you like to have? Food. Just bring me food. You're not going to get any service. You're not going to get anyone to bring you anything if you just ask for something so general that they don't even know what it is that you want. It's the same way with the universe. You've got to be very specific about what it is that you want. And keep everything in the present tense. I am strong and healthy by, and give a date. But you tell why you want it. Why do you want to be healthy? Is it important to you? You know, when it comes to health, really that is one of the most important and main goals, because really without good health, and if your health gets really bad, if it gets bad enough, nothing else matters. If your health becomes into a state of such poor state, nothing else matters. It doesn't matter what you do or where you go or who you see or anything else. It just doesn't matter because your health is so bad that's, you don't feel like you're living in, if you're in pain, if you're living in an altered state, you become desensitized to the entire world around you. You just don't care anymore. Nothing matters because you have the best excuse in the whole world. Why aren't you paying your bills? I've been sick. I can't work. Why haven't you been coming to family functions? We don't have, we never see you or hear from you. I can't. I'm sick. You know, everything just falls apart. When you lose your health, everything goes down the drain, down the tube. And the more you focus on your poor state of health, the worse it's going to get. So the first thing is write your goals. Be very specific. Be very positive. Keep it in the present tense. And then state your why. And when you state your why, you're going to be able to filter out all those wishes at once and get down to just one or two things that you're going to focus on. You're going to find out what it is that is the most important to you, one or two things. That's what you'll put your energy into. That's the first thing. So you just take one goal, if you've never done this before, just take one of your most important goals or desires that you have that you're going to focus on 2 to 4 times a day. You're going to write it down, focus on it. What you're going to do when you focus on it, you're going to pretend like you already have it. You're going to pretend like it's already manifested into your life. You're going to focus on the end result, on the outcome, at the light at the end of the tunnel. Don't worry about how or why you could get this or where it's going to come from or how it's going to happen. Just focus on the end result. Pretend as if it's already come to you, whatever it is that you're focusing on. Pretend like it's already happened. Visualize it. If you can imagine it, the universe can manifest it. If you can believe it, and if, remember I've said to you, in my shows hundreds of times, whatever the mind can conceive and believe, it will achieve no matter what. Your mind is the spiritual part of you, which is pure energy, which is nothing other than an extension of source energy or the universal power or God. Call it whatever you want to. I refer to it as God. You can interpret it to be whatever it is that you believe it to be. I believe it to be God. You are a physical extension of God. The mind that you have, the spiritual part of you, is your mind, and that is an extension of God. Therefore, you put your focus into whatever it is, and you believe it. If you believe it can be, if you focus on it frequently, 2 to 4 times a day, imagine it, think about it, you will start to believe it. What is a belief? A belief is a chronic pattern of thought, or it might be a factual statement from proof or evidence. If a doctor says you have cancer and you're going to die, and if you want to choose to believe that because you think this doctor is like God and he has all this authority, you might think, oh, that's true. So you plan your death, and you plan to die, and you tell everyone you only have so much time to live and you start living that out, then you're certainly going to die, because if you believe it, you're going to achieve it. On the other hand, I've known many people have been told that, and they didn't want to believe it. Even though it was a doctor, even though it was a figure of authority, even though it was a licensed practitioner, even though they had proof and evidence that they had something such as cancer, and so therefore, at the rate that it was growing, they couldn't possibly live any more than 2 or 4 months. So therefore, they had this evidence, but and when they should believe it, when most people would, there's a lot of people that don't believe it. And they have a stronger will and desire to live, and so they start looking for the answer. And I've had people that have done this. I had a man who had cancer that didn't have long to live. I've had two. Didn't have long to live, and even though there wasn't any help, there wasn't anything that the doctors could do other than they told them to arrange funeral services and prepare for their death, because that's the way it's going to go. They had a really good why they wanted to live. They had good reasons for living. They had a strong, very strong desire for living. They had things yet that they wanted to do. So they kept seeking the answer to their question, is how to overcome it. And the fact is that what you seek also seeks you. So if you seek something and you look for something, if you keep looking for something or you look for an answer, the universe is going to bring it to you. So when a person has been told they're going to die and they start looking for the answer on how to live, if they look, someone's going to give them the answer. And it might be something as simple as the doctor says, there isn't any help, there isn't anything conventional medicine can do. But when someone asks, what would you do if you were me? And the doctor says, I would do hypnosis. I've seen better results through hypnosis than anything else. Well, since I brought that up, I will make a note here to tell you that the Dana-Farber Institute on the East Coast now uses hypnosis to treat their cancer patients, just hypnosis. And they have phenomenal results, phenomenal. And it's very, very successful. And so therefore, it's so successful that the Mayo Clinic, which is more focused on the Midwest, West and Midwest of the United States, which is a highly respected health organization, has now going that way. And they have put in all the red tape to get that approval so they can use just hypnosis for their cancer patients. They have not yet gotten approval, and it's gone much slower than what they actually anticipated, but that is the way that they're looking to go. There isn't anything, the fact is, and it's been scientifically proven, that there isn't anything in the body that can go wrong that the mind cannot heal or overcome. And in my 21 plus years of experience in hypnosis, I can tell you that I can verify that there isn't anything that the mind cannot overcome in the physical body. So, that being said, I kind of got off on track there and got off track. But basically, everything starts in the mind. So when the mind, which is pure energy, is focused on that goal, and you're focusing on that several times a day, then you're putting a lot of energy into it, and therefore, the universe is manifesting it as you think about it. So whatever you can imagine, whatever you can think about, and you keep thinking about it, and you think about it, because you are in control of your physical thoughts, and the more you think about it, and you start planning, you're going to start to believe it. So the first step is in the physical, is in the level of physical conscious where you start your thoughts. Most people don't think that they're in control of their physical thoughts, but you are. You are in control of the physical thoughts that you think. So if you focus on whether it's having more money or having an income, period, or healing an ailment or disease or cancer in the body, then when you focus on the positive, you keep it in the positive, and you see the end result as being what it is that you really want, which is a positive result, then you will achieve it. Because in the physical, with repeated thoughts, it goes into the superconscious mind, and once it's in the superconscious mind, you come to believe it. When you believe it, you will achieve it every single time. So you have to take action on your goal. You can't, you know, the law of attraction does not say well, you think positive thoughts and you're going to get what you want. It doesn't say anything like that at all. As a matter of fact, I'm going to tell you what the law of attraction says. I get this from Hank. It's from Revolutionize. Here is the law of attraction. Accept and know that the law of attraction works. First, you got to know that it works, that it's real, that it works. You don't try to know that it works. You just know it. Know what you want in life and be honest with yourself. Don't want what others or society thinks that you should want. Know what you want. Then you focus your consciousness on what it is that you want. Visualize vividly, involving emotions and your five senses. And that's the key to getting what it is you really want. It's not about just positive thinking. It is your feelings and all your senses that come into play, because the universal law, the universal power, the source power, God, the power, source energy, call it what you want, there is one and only one power in this universe, a higher power. And this power flows into and through everything, and it responds to your feelings. So your feelings come from the thoughts that you think. So if you're thinking on the physical conscious level of thinking good positive thoughts, that's going to lead to good positive feelings, does it not? See, that's where depression comes in. People do not control their thoughts that they think. They don't even try. They just let flow in whatever flows in, and they recap all these bad past memories of what someone did or somebody said that hurt them, and the pain that they play over and over in their mind. And what does it do? Those bad, wrong, negative thoughts lead to bad, wrong, negative feelings, which leads to bad, wrong, lasting, negative emotions. Get that way. So here's the key in all that. The law of attraction literally responds to your emotions. And your emotions cannot be high, positive, and good unless you start with your physical thoughts of thinking good, right, positive thoughts. Okay, I hope you're following all this. So you're going to focus on your consciousness and what it is that you want. Visualize vividly, involving your emotions and your five senses. So you've got to get yourself out of the way. You've got to get that physical self of yourself out of the way. Just simply focus on the end result, what it is that you want to see, have, do, be, or achieve. Then, do something. Do something, take action on what it is that you're going to achieve. Take some action. Just one step forward. As I was talking to you about the lady that wanted the new home. She wanted a new home. She couldn't see any way to afford a new home. They had a little country home out in the country that was, the roof was leaking all over the place, and the back enclosed in porch where the laundry was at, it was rotting, literally. It was eaten up with termites and wet, damaged, rot, and I don't know what all. So it was all falling apart. Where was she going to get that? I told her, you will get the house. You've got to focus on the end result and start planning that home. So she did start planning it. She measured out where she wanted to put it. She went and got some blueprints. They started shopping for furniture. They just kept moving forward. They did something. They took action. They moved forward as if they believed that they were going to have it. And first it was just, her husband even said to me, you want to tell us how we're going to do this? I said, oh, I can't. I'm not bigger than the universe. The universe will figure that out. I said, just move forward. Just pretend. Why don't you just pretend that it's going to happen and just plan for it to happen and just move forward? And they started doing that. And then, really, they just had one unusual thing happen after another, and they got their brand new home, their brand new, beautiful four-bedroom home. And they tore their little country home down. Got their new home. So it all worked out. It worked out because they believed, because they planned, they moved forward, they took action, they cut out all the negative thoughts, they stopped saying we can't afford it, they stopped saying how are we going to get that, how are we going to get the money, where's the money going to come, they stopped all that. They just pretended like they actually were going to be able to afford it, and lo and behold, it turned out that they could. And everything's gone really well, and that was actually 2 years ago. I'm really proud of them. Okay, then there is what's called another universal law, is called the law of vibration. The law of vibration, which I have talked to you about hundreds of times, is the law of vibration is the vibrational frequency of energy. Everything in this world is made up of energy. All energy circulates. When you take anything, whether it's a chair or a plant or a rock or a tree or a person, it doesn't matter what it is. You break it down, break it down, break it down, and you get down to atoms. You break it down, you have pure energy. That all energy circulates. Once it circulates, then when it's circulating, all energy circulates, then we have the modern device technology, new modern technology, has the ability to measure this energy moving in anything. And this energy moving is the vibrational frequency. So when you want something, when you really want something, you're going to have to keep your vibrational frequency up, because if that vibrational frequency was measured on a scale, it runs from like zero up to 750, and they found that Mother Teresa, her vibrational frequency was measured at 750. Archangels, angels were up there in the thousands. That's why we do not see them through our physical eyes, because our eyes can only see a certain amount of vibrational frequency, just as our ears can only hear up to a certain amount of vibrational frequency. All sound has a vibrational frequency. Our physical ears, our average human being has the ability to hear up to 20,000 megahertz of vibrational frequency. So therefore, like ultrasound, certain sounds, animals, dogs can hear. There are instruments that can hear these sounds that we, with our physical ears, cannot hear because the vibrational frequency is so high. So on the average human being in America has a vibrational frequency of around 200, which is nothing good and it's nothing to brag about. If it's zero, you're dead. If it's 30, you're extremely depressed and grieving, extremely depressed. You feel so low, you have no energy, and you just have lost all hope in life. You've practically given up. So as you raise that vibrational frequency, which you can by simply being in control of your physical thoughts that you think, which then controls your feelings and your emotions, then you can raise that vibrational frequency up anytime you want to. You can be in control of it. You may not think that you can, but you can. So when a person has depression and they go on antidepressants, as one doctor said to me on the Dr. Veronica Anderson show, if a patient has been taking antibiotics for more than, he said something like 8 or 10 months, and they're still depressed, then the medicine probably is never going to start, never is going to work. Well, then when I was asked, it was a show with many people on it, and each one of us was explaining how we deal with people's depression, I said, I don't treat symptoms. I help people to overcome their depression by dealing with the problem. The problem is with people who are depressed is they have a chronic pattern of negative thinking. And that negative thinking leads to negative feelings, and those negative feelings will lead to long-lasting emotions. While feelings and emotions are not exactly the same, they're directly related. So feelings basically comes from the thoughts that you think. Someone can tell you a joke and say something funny, and what are you going to do? You're going to laugh and feel really good. Someone starts talking about how awful someone is and the horrible things that they've done and one thing and another. Your vibrational frequency is going to come down. It's going to keep coming down until it makes you feel down, depressed. So take an inventory of how people make you feel. Nobody cares about what you did. Nobody cares about what you have, nor will they ever remember that. But no one will ever forget how you made them feel. So take an inventory of your family and friends, and if you have certain ones, pay attention to how you feel after you've been with them or talking to them or hanging out with them, whatever. And if you find yourself being down after you've been with them, then maybe you should take a break and just be busy from them, because I've had good friends myself do the same thing. I found that they were always so negative, and I'd be in a really good mood, and after being around them, they would just bring me down, and I wasn't in a good mood anymore. So I had to start separating myself from them. I've given up friends because they just start down spiraling. Everything starts happening to them. Their dog gets killed, their hit a deer with the car, their income goes down, the bills go up, and next thing you know, they're just about unbearable to be around, and then they complain about everything from your relationships to their relationships and everything else. And so you just got to take a break and just be busy and separate yourself. So it's all about the feelings. You are in control of the physical thoughts that you think, which leads to the feelings and emotions that you have. This is all going to determine what it is that you attract into your life. So you have your goal. You focus on it. Keep it very specific, very positive. Keep it in the present tense. You know what the why is, so you've narrowed it down to know exactly what it is that you're focusing on. Then you're going to move forward, and you're going to take action on your goal. Move forward just with a little faith, because the law of attraction is a universal law, and it's a fact. It works for everyone all the time. Everything is energy. Know it and remember it. Everything is energy. We interpret the energy in our world with all of our senses. All the energy around us is interpreted with and through all of our senses, what we see, what we hear, what we smell, what we taste, touch, and feel, especially what we feel and how we feel. While two people see the same thing and agree what they see, it can mean entirely two different things to two different people. Nothing has any meaning except for the meaning that you or I give it. There is no good or bad except how we perceive it. How this energy becomes what it does is based on the fact that this energy is in vibrational renaissance. Energy is made up of countless atoms that is at the same vibrational frequency or otherwise in vibrational renaissance, because the atoms are at the same vibrational frequency with each other, so to attract to each other. In other words, if you do not understand that, whatever energy that you're putting out, every thought that you think is energy. Every thought that you think goes out into space and permeates and penetrates all of space. And the thoughts that you think create the feelings that you have. Again, this energy that you're thinking and feeling, these emotions, are going out into space, at least 250,000 miles out into space, penetrating and permeating all of space. And they're like billions of little magnets that will attract like energy. So if you get really mad, angry, jealous, hateful, and you can just think you can just rant and rave and go into a rage and just hang on to those feelings and it's okay and nobody is even going to know what you think or feel because it's all within inside of you, so it must be okay. Well, it's not, because if you don't like what's in your life, I want you to take a look at your bank account, take a look at your health, take a look at what you have, what you do, and how happy you are. And if you don't like what you see, if you don't like what's in your life, then know that you are totally responsible, because you attracted whatever it is that you have in your life, you've attracted into your life through your own thoughts and feelings, through the law of attraction. Through the law of attraction, you bring into your life whatever it is that you have. If you don't like any part of your life, if there's any part of your life that you want to change, all of your life or any part of it, then you have to start with the thoughts that you think in the mind. It is that simple. And I'm going to get into a couple of demonstrations here in just a second, but let's just stick with this. The law of attraction says that if you are at the same vibrational frequency as something, you will attract it. The law of attraction does not say if you think positive thoughts, you'll attract it, or if you just try to visualize it, you'll attract it. It says if you are at the same vibrational frequency or in vibrational renaissance as something that you want, you will attract it, good or bad. The universal law does not judge or decipher what it is that you should or shouldn't be in vibrational renaissance with. So it works for good or bad. The bad is something like this. If you are afraid of something, your vibrational frequency is real, and it will, in fact, attract it. It's the law of attraction. It works for everyone all the time. Here's the example. Remember the story that I told you about the lady who bought a house with an attached garage? She was an older lady, had an attached garage to the house. She had never owned a garage to park her car in. She'd always parked it out in the street. So she gets this house, buys her first house with an attached garage. She said at least 100 times, "I've never had a garage before. I'm just so afraid I'm going to back right into that garage door someday, forget to raise it up, and I'm just going to put it in reverse and back into it." Okay, I guess you probably know where this is going. She said it enough times with her physical thoughts that she thought that it went into her superconscious mind. She started to believe it. She did believe it because it happened. She did. She backed right into her garage door. And I said, "Whew, bet you're glad that's over with." She said, "What do you mean?" I said, "Well, what you fear shall come upon you." And it did. And now you'll never do that again. Because buying that new garage door will never let you forget it. Now that it's been damaged and you had to use your earned energy to replace that door, that you'll never forget it. So you won't do it again. She says, "You're right. I'm sure I won't ever do that again." But you see, she feared it. She thought about it. She said it numerous times in the physical mind until it went into the superconscious mind. So it was inevitable that it was going to happen. When, you know, she kept saying that, I knew it was going to happen. I didn't have to be a psychic. I knew it was going to happen, and it did. She won't back into it again because she had to put out money she didn't want to put out, and it was her own money that she created with her own energy that had to replace that door, and it was not cheap. So what you are in vibrational renaissance with is what you created, and it starts with the thoughts that you think in your physical mind, and if you say something enough times, even if it's not true, you will make it happen. You'll make it be. 99% of what we are attracting by most people is simply by default. Because most people don't think that they are in control of the physical thoughts that they think. They think those thoughts just flow in randomly and they can't control it. They don't control it because they've never tried, because they didn't know that they could control it. I have a remedy to stop all the negative thoughts. If you didn't think any negative thoughts at all, okay, I can't say at all. If you did not think, let's put it this way. If you cut out 99% of your negative thoughts, what do you think your life would be like? Because I have one little simple technique that can resolve all that. Simply wear a very thin, it must be a very thin and loosely fitted rubber band on your wrist. You wear it on the opposite wrist of your dominant hand. If you write with your right hand is the dominant hand, then put the rubber band on the left wrist. Every time you say anything negative or even start to think a negative thought, you snap that rubber band on the underside of your wrist. Hard enough to hurt. Hard enough to snap it that really stings, but not hard enough to do damage to your skin. Trust me, after a couple of weeks, you're going to barely be able to snap it, and you will get control of your thoughts that you think. So you snap that rubber band, and what you do is you will bring to your attention that you're thinking bad thoughts, because negative thoughts, negative, bad, wrong thinking is nothing but a bad habit. So use the rubber band, snap it, and stop the negative thoughts, and then replace your thoughts immediately with something good, like a good affirmation. Something as simple as, "Every day, in every way, I am getting better and better." And you say that over and over, and when you do, pay attention to how you feel. And when you say that one statement, "Every day, in every way, I am getting better and better." You don't have to say it out loud, but if you're home by yourself, say it out loud. If you're sitting in the middle of a doctor's office, you might not want to say it out loud. They might think you're a little kooky. But you can say it in your mind. You can start saying it over and over in your mind, as if you're trying to convince yourself with all your heart that it's the truth. And you pay attention to how you feel, and you will feel and know and see that you are raising your own vibrational frequency. You're raising it up, and that's exactly what it is that you want to do. And when you've learned to stop thinking the bad, wrong, negative thoughts, then you will learn to bring up your vibrational frequency and keep it up, and you will feel good. You will feel happy. You'll feel strong and healthy. You're going to feel better about everything. When you raise up your vibrational frequency and you stop the negative thoughts, then you can only attract into your life that same vibrational frequency of good, happy, right, people, things, everything. But again, most people, 99% of what you're attracting is simply by default because they don't know that they can control it. So take a look around and see what it is that you are attracting. Look around and look at your life. What do you see, have, what you are doing? And this is what you're attracting. If you think you didn't attract all this crap into your life, well, guess again, you did. You most certainly did. Most people are very skeptical about the universal law because many would say, well, I don't want this. You know, I can remember thinking that myself. 10, 15 years ago, I said, I didn't attract this crap into my life. Well, I surely did, and you surely are too. With enough wrong, bad thinking and feelings, is you're just attracting like energy into your life. So if you think you didn't attract it, you're wrong. Think again, because you really did. But again, reality is you did. Know the truth. You may not want it, but then ask yourself, what is your dominant feelings on a day-to-day basis? How do you normally feel day in and day out? What is your dominant feelings? What are your dominant thoughts? Are you mostly positive? When someone talks crap, gossips, complains, whines, all the bad, wrong, negative things that's going on in their life and the world, you're really better off if you don't even respond. And just be thinking about something good and positive. Turn that whole conversation around into something good and focus on bringing everyone's vibrational frequency up and focus on something good and positive instead of all the negative stuff in the world. You know, people go to work and work can upset them. So if you go to work and someone or something has upset you and you think that you gripe, complain, you can gossip, you can get mad and angry, you know, you come home, the dog's peed on the floor again, and so you get angry and you get into a rage because it ruins something else of yours, and you can't get the house, you can't get the dog, housebroken, and the bills, and then you go to get the mail, and then the mail's piled up, and you have some new unexpected bills, and frustration, depression sets in. Just know this, that while you're allowing other things and other people to control you and your feelings and the thoughts that you think, it's only going to make you bring in more of this bad, wrong stuff that you don't want. So therefore, try to stop, take a deep breath, say a prayer, put it in God's hands. Put your problems in God's hands, and then just, you ever heard of let go, let God? And then walk away from it and just know it will be taken care of. If you can do that and you try it, you're going to be really amazed at what happens. But if you dwell on it, it will only get worse. If you cry and whine and gripe and everything else, and I hate to say all that, but you know, that's what a lot of people do. It's only going to get worse. And so maybe what you have attracted into your life is by default feelings, but a lot of negative feelings gives you the vibrational renaissance of what you have going on in your life, which is a lot of what you don't want. The real name of your frequency is what you are feeling. Whatever you feel, really feel, from your heart is what you are bringing into your life that's on a similar frequency to you. So when you're feeling good, happy, and you keep feeling happy, the only happy people, circumstances, and events are going to come into your life. And if you feel worried and stressed and you keep feeling that way, then only more stress can come into your life through people, circumstances, and events. Enough stress and worry will lead to health problems, really serious health problems. Are you starting to understand this yet? How important it is that you feel good before you begin your day. It is so very important that you start your day with feeling good, because that first hour after awakening is going to set precedence for the rest of the day. So what I suggest that you do is, I did a whole show on being grateful. Start your day with making a list of being grateful. That will change the energy within you and all around you. And I don't mean to stand there and say, you know, I'm thankful for this, I'm thankful for that. I mean, feel it. Feel really thankful. Just feel really grateful that you have water, grateful that you have clothing, grateful that you have heat on a cold winter day, grateful that you have food to eat to nourish and energize your body. Feel grateful for the friends that you have that come in and help you. And feel grateful that you have the money to pay the bills that you have. And don't look at it as paying bills and fretting over paying bills. Look at it as a donation, because they provided those services for you, because they did a nice favor for you, and they provide you electricity and water. And so you're going to donate some money to them. Look at it like that and feel good about it. You know, it's not what happens to you in life. It's how you perceive it, how you think about it. You can change anything in your life by changing the way that you feel. And I know that if my own grandkids can get it, you can get it. If you don't get it, go back and listen to my shows again until you do get it. But everything is a choice. We are dealt with having free will. We have the choice to make the choices, to choose what it is that we want to do or whatever. And my own grandson, who wanted to do something very, very badly with his friends, and I think it was like riding four-wheelers, but his parents said, no, you have to go to your grandparents, and I don't know what all. But anyway, you know, he said to me, I was really mad for a little bit. First, I was really mad, and I was angry because I didn't get my way, and I couldn't go to my friends. But he said, then I realized I have a choice about how I feel about this. And so he said, I didn't get my way, and I knew I wasn't going to get my way. So he said, I just decided to make the best of it, and I decided to have a good attitude. And he said, turns out I did have a good attitude. And he said, I'm really glad that I went out there, because I've had a really great day. It's been one of the greatest days I've ever had. He said, I've had a lot of fun. And he was really grateful that he did go to his grandparents instead of going with his friend that he wanted to in the first place. So your attitude is everything, and you are in complete control of your attitude. So how you feel is pretty much just going to determine by the thoughts that you think. And the thoughts that you think all start in your physical consciousness, that level of consciousness that you can control, and you are in control, whether you think you are or not, you are. You're in charge of your thoughts, the thoughts that you think. You may not be right now because you don't think you are, so whether you think you can or you think you can't, you are right. But you are in control of your thoughts that you think. You can be, and you will be when you decide to be. And if you want to take control of your thoughts and keep your thoughts all good and right and happy, then you will have a really good, happy life. You'll be happy with everything. That's all you'll attract into your life, is good, right, and happy, positive circumstances, people, and events. You are in charge of your thoughts. You may not realize it, but you are. And you are in charge, and if you're not, it's simply because you just don't try or you're lazy. But you can choose to be happy and make the best of something, or you can gripe, whine, and complain and just bring in more bad, wrong, negative people, circumstances, and events. So I'm asking you, what are you thinking? Because it all starts with the thoughts that you think. That leads to the feelings, and the feelings is what really determines the outcome. If you want to change your life or any part of your life, you have to start with the thoughts that you think and how you feel. You have to change your thinking. When you think a thought enough times, it goes into the superconscious mind, and now it's a belief. And a belief will come to be. Whatever your mind can conceive and believe, it will achieve every time. You will attract like energy, and you will be in vibrational renaissance with whatever it is that you think and feel most of the time. That's what you'll attract. So what do you do now? You just pretend that you're happy. You pretend that you're happy, fake it. Just pretend that you're happy, put a smile on your face, and you know what? Make people just guess, what could you possibly be happy about? I thought your life was crap because I've heard you complain and whine and gripe about how crappy your life is. Well, you know what? Put a big smile on your face and think happy thoughts and think about the happiest times of your life and just pretend that you're happy, and you will find that you will truly be happy. All happiness comes from within, deep down inside of you. You are in control of happiness. There isn't anything or anyone that can make you happy. And if they do, it's only temporary. But happiness is a decision. It's a choice. You decide to be happy, you put a smile on your face, and you will be happy. And then when you're happy, you raise up that vibrational frequency within you, and you will vibrate. That good, right, positive energy will just pour out of you. And you will attract. People will want, they will want to be with you. They'll want to be around you. They'll want to be your friend. But who wants to hang out with somebody who has a big old scowl on their face and pouting? No one. You will repel people, things away from you that you want. All the good will be repelled away. It will go away. So, again, it's a choice. How do you be happy? I would start by faking it. Pretend that you have a lot to be happy about and really think about what you're grateful for. Be grateful for what you do have. Be grateful for who you are and for your talents and your skills and what you can do. I have something here, a couple of things I'm going to share with you. Enoch 10 shared with me. Desire is a really strong feeling of wanting something, a strong desire. Something you really, really, really want is a desire. It's something that you have a passion for. But never, ever be in a state of wanting. It is not exactly the word want that you should avoid. You don't have to exactly avoid the word want. But the state by which the word produces. When a word is used in a different context, it can produce a different state. Therefore, it's not the word itself, but the state that is being produced that is of real importance in understanding the reality it creates. When the feeling of wanting is in the form of lacking, it creates a state of lacking. It is really the state of wanting that we should avoid rather than the word want itself. When people seem to get what they want, it is because they have moved from a state of wanting to a state of receiving or having. The feeling of wanting is to bring to your awareness the fact that you are focusing on not having what you desire. Wanting is for the purpose of letting you know you are not in vibrational harmony with your desire and that it is time to shift states. Whenever you find yourself wanting something, shift from a state of wanting to a state of receiving or having. Okay, so don't go around saying, I want this, I want that, because you're always going to be in a state of wanting, and that's what I don't want you to do. This is all about manifesting what it is that you want. And so therefore, you are... Okay, this is from Enoch 10 as well. Real ways to generate more money, and I hope this helps some of you. Would you like to have more money? Who wouldn't? Would you like to be able to buy more things that you want? There are several things that you can do starting right now to increase your income. If you want to generate more money, simply apply the following keys to wealth. The first key to generating more money consists of developing your strong point. Many people say they want more money, but few are willing to exert the effort to increase their income. This is partly because people do not know where to start. Fortunately, the starting point is known. You start with your strongest skill or talent. You can identify your strong point or area of talent by mentally reviewing your life and determining which activity or line of work you excelled in. Ask yourself, what work can you do with the greatest ease and success? Once you identify your strongest point, perhaps it is drawing or teaching or building math or mathematics. You can focus on developing the strong point to a marketable level. So you just need to identify your strongest point. It doesn't matter whether it's drawing, teaching, singing, building. Doesn't matter what it is. You focus on developing that strong point to a marketable level. This does not imply any formal schooling, although some schooling. You can teach yourself, or you can take classes, or you can hire a tutor, or a combination of these, or maybe go online and learn it online. The goal is to develop your skills or talent to a high level so that you can compete and win in the marketplace. The marketplace is where people vote for you by electing to purchase what you offer. It is a democratic, and people will vote you rich if you offer them something that genuinely improves the quality of their life. Whatever it is that you have that you offer the public, just ask yourself this. If the public is to ask, what's in it for me? If that's not a good answer, in other words, if someone's selling you something, you're going to ask, what's in it for me? Has to be something in it for you. So if you're going to offer the public something for them to buy, then offer them something that genuinely improves the quality of their life. In other words, they will vote you poor while they vote other people rich. The second key to generating more money consists of increasing your service. Once you've identified and developed your strongest point, you're ready to earn money. Maybe you're going to market your skills to an employer, or perhaps you're going to use your skills to create a product and sell it directly to the public. Whichever is the case, you can generate more money by increasing your service. This means that rather than serving one person or a few, you need to serve hundreds or thousands or millions of people. In return for doing this, you will receive payment in direct proportion to the number of people that you serve, and this is the key to earning a lot of money. For example, if you sing, you might make a small amount of money just singing to small crowds. But if you record your music on CD and sell to hundreds of thousands of people, you will increase your income by hundreds of thousands of dollars. Another example is consulting. If you consult to a few people, you'll earn a small amount of money. But if you convert your specialized knowledge into a printed product, you can sell it to thousands of people and increase your income accordingly. The third key to generating more money consists of applying the wealth formula. What is the wealth formula? The wealth formula is actually very simple. It says to focus on little efforts that produce big results while avoiding big efforts that produce little results. This is the wealth formula in a nutshell. For example, you might have tried to do something that cost you a significant amount of time and money in hopes that you would achieve a desired outcome. Perhaps you were looking for a job and you went through an elaborate method of contacting places of employment. After a lot of effort, you did not get hired. Then you start socializing and begin meeting people who work in companies where you want to work. You ask them for suggestions and help, and soon you got hired. From then on, you would discard the costly approach to job seeking. Instead, try to meet influential people who can help you get hired. This wealth formula also applies to your business. For example, if you're trying to advertise your product to a general audience and you're spending a small fortune with little results, you should try something else. You might identify target markets and only advertise your product to people in these target markets. By doing this, you can decrease your cost per sale and thus save. Just notice which approaches work well for you and which ones do not. Scrap fruitless approaches and search for approaches that maximize the use of your resources. The fourth key to generating more money consists of marketing yourself or your product. When you have developed yourself to a marketable level, do not stop there and wait for the world to come to you. Go on the offense by promoting yourself. Advertise your product. Market what you have to offer. Make sure people know what you can do for them. Let them know clearly and repeatedly. This does not mean that you should become obnoxious, but with 6 billion people on earth, your skills or products will get lost in the shuffle of daily life if you do not market yourself. If you do not know how to market yourself, you can hire a professional, or you can take a course on marketing or teach yourself through study. But be sure to let the world know what you have to offer and make your offer compelling so people have reasons to choose you over your competitors. The fifth key to generating more money consists of using feedback to guide you. After you begin generating money, you probably will need to make adjustments. Keep your mind open to feedback from other people. People will criticize, complain, ignore, or praise you, but understand what they're saying and why they are saying that to you. Do not let negative or harsh feedback bring you down or make you upset. Just recognize it for what it is and act accordingly. And I thank you, Enoch 10, for generating more money. You can email me with questions or comments at thehypnosisqueen@aol.com. And you can also download for only $9.99 for Become Rich and Wealthy with the Law of Attraction with Hypnosis at cdbaby.com/artist/CJSavage. So you can get that for only $9.99. Email me with questions or comments. And thank you for joining me today and listening.